Now, the summer must be almost over because this weekend sees Electric Picnic, the country's largest music festival. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is at the site in County Laois for a preview tour, and she joins us from beside the main stage. Evelyn, I think for many people the Rose of Tralee used to signal the end of the summer, but that's probably been superseded by Electric Picnic. What's happening there today?
Probably at this stage, Rachel. I mean, welcome to the land, future land of dry shampoo and baby wipes, which is what many people will be packing today as they get ready for Electric Picnic. So yeah, the 22nd year of this festival started in 2004, and it has grown and grown. And as you say, it really has become such a kind of a calendar event for music fans now. They're expecting 80,000 people to be calling this place home, spread over 600 acres from Thursday night. You can get early access Thursday night, but certainly for the weekend. So as I talk to you now, I'm just yards away from the main stage. You can probably hear the cranes working there. I'm actually talking to you wearing a glamorous high-vis jacket. That's the level we're at. I was just talking to Melvin Benn there, the director. He says people keep saying to him, you know, we're well ahead of schedule, it's all going well. And he said that always makes him nervous. But the place has really just transformed in the last few weeks. Build starts here on the 4th of August. And as I said, the main stage here is very busy. Now, I know you're going to be asking about highlights, and I suppose a big thing for people on Friday night, Hozier is going to take to the main stage. That promises to be really special. Then Pop Queen and Pop Princess Chapel Roan is on. And then the so many Irish acts coming. I mean, Kingfisher, Amble, Inhaler taking to the stages as well. Kneecap, a late addition to the lineup. Again, Melvin Benn saying that he felt it was important for them to have Kneecap on this year, you know, considering the furore, as he described it, that's around them, and saying it's a strong statement to have them on. But something that a lot of people are really looking forward to, a very special performance on Sunday afternoon, is going to involve the Cranberries, the brothers, Mike and Noel Hogan. And they haven't really played together in public since they last performed in the London Palladium in 2017. They have eventually, after many invitations, been invited back and have accepted the invitation, and they're going to take to the stage here with the RTE Orchestra, and they're going to play the hits. It promises to be really special, and I got a chance to speak to Noel about it all, and I got to talk to him about this, you know, this popularity of the band. I mean, we know from TV shows, particularly Derry Girls, but also the sports fans, the golf fans, the rug fans and the hurling fans in Cork, they're all using Cranberry songs as their anthems, and he was really kind of funny about it, saying he's not really sporty himself, but he's delighted that people are really enjoying their music. So here's a little flavour of the chat that I had with him about, in particular, the success that they've had with Derry Girls.
Derry Girls was like an ad for the Cranberries in many ways. It's funny because you get asked, is it okay for these songs to be used on whatever movie or TV? And you say yes, and then a year goes by, you kind of forget about it, and then these shows come out and you hear Dreams or something and you've forgotten that you gave the okay so long ago. And then when the show is as popular as that, I mean, it's brilliant because suddenly you hear the songs on the radio and it kind of, it spikes a bit again, so it's great.